Welcome to the Real Facts on Real Estate podcast, presented by Sean Patrick Maloney. In this series, we educate real estate agents on how to find success in the industry and grow their wealth to six-figure commissions and beyond. Now here's your host, Sean Maloney.
Welcome to episode 108, Learning What a Deal Sounds Like. I'm your host, Sean Patrick Maloney. Thanks for joining me today. Today, I want to talk to you about opening your ears and listening for deals. Oftentimes we hear agents say, my circle of influence won't produce, my sphere doesn't buy houses, my sphere isn't going to do this or that. Lots of people have lots of excuses for why they're not producing more, for why they're not hearing more, why they're not seeing more. I want to talk to you today about opening your ears, opening your eyes, and paying attention to where deals are found as a professional. I personally can say I just closed a deal that I met right there at a bar, eating food with my girlfriend in a casual manner where they weren't offended. We worked together and we had a great experience. I want to teach you all how to do the same, not only just in an aspect of people we don't know, but with the people we know, love, and trust, how to find more deals from them. Let's break it down here right now today. First off, when a family member mentions a possible impending move, how do you react? Do you add them to a lead as a CRM system, or do you just treat them as a family member that says they're thinking of moving and say, oh, well, great, that's cool, good luck? The big thing to learn here is how to take that family member and how to properly segment them over to your business, how to not ruin Easter with trying to be a sales pitch, and how to move on to the next level. Most people, what they do when they hear this is they say, oh, great, and they don't make an action on it. Or at Easter, they say, oh, great, I'm a real estate agent. Let's talk about it right now. I want you to learn to take it, put it as a lead in your CRM system, and to grow the relationship as you would any other client. The first thing I want you to do with friends, family, and referral business is to treat them just like every other client. And if every other client's being treated bad, then you need to fix that. But if every other client is being treated properly and correctly, you can treat them just like that because that's what they want. Ultimately, when friends, family, and referrals use you, they want the same level of service from the people that you try so hard for. Unfortunately, oftentimes friends, family actually get worse service. They're allowed to go a lot further without correction or action. The agent doesn't reach back out to them nearly as often thinking, I'm good because this is my mother. It's the exact reverse. You need to give them a better quality service, if anything. I agree with doing the same, if not better, always when it's friends, family, referrals. The other thing is not letting them do too much of your deal. You don't want them to think that they need to do it. You want them to think they have you for a reason. So when you're out and about, you need to be paying attention. You need to be paying attention to these family deals because these ones, these are the bread and butter. These are the easy ones when you do it correctly. And then when you read in the paper, your Uncle Frank closed with someone, don't be mad when you think back and he cued you quite a few times and you didn't take advantage of it. Problem is, too many people rely on these being just a given, that my aunt or uncle, my mom or dad is just going to use me when they're not. You need to consistently be working your circle, be working through them, letting them know, remembering to be top of mind in real estate, not calling them every day saying you're buying or selling a home, but remembering when you're sending out your marketing, when you're telling people about what you're doing, when you're telling people about your successes, when you're telling people about homes you have listed, making sure not to just think that friends and family don't need to hear from me because they're a guaranteed deal. Now let's talk about a little bit about when we're out and about and what we can do there. One of the first things you need to be doing is paying attention. You need to pay attention to what people are saying and what they're showing. When you're out and about and you hear someone talking about selling their home, are you the person that mentions you're an agent? If not, why not? When we're out and about, oftentimes people are talking and they're telling each other things and we're not really fully listening. Lots of people say they never hear about referrals, they never hear about deals, but the truth is people are telling us about deals all the time. Did you know having a baby, getting married, or a change in job can lead to the need to move? Learn to listen to the buzz of the world and you'll find that there are way more deals in front of you than you really realize. The truth is all the time these things are being said. Like I said, I was actually out at a restaurant recently, a few months back, next to the person, they were having a heck of a time with a real estate transaction. We're sitting at a type of place like a bar where people are comfortable with talking. So I turned and looked and I said, tell me a little bit more about what's going on. Shortly after that, we got into a relationship. Months later, we purchased a house together. This was not a strange or awkward or anything type reaction. It was actually very natural, and they were very happy, and I was able to help another client find success in buying real estate. The problem is, far too often we hear these things, we just kind of overlook them. Similar to hearing things like someone saying they're painting their house. Oh, why are you painting? Do you have a painter yet? One of the biggest things when it comes to hearing deals and getting deals from the street, it's being willing to give deals away. What do I mean by this? Well, what I mean by this is being willing to give out referrals. So when you hear somebody say that they're looking to get a painter, do you have a painter on your schedule of contractors that you could send that job to? If you do so, that painter is going to be very happy with you. They're going to enjoy that deal. But what else is it going to do? It's going to spur their memory that you're a referral partner. Far too often, people get caught in that standoff. I'll show you mine when you show me yours. No one wants to expose their own first. The truth is, this happens far too often in referrals. I'll refer to you once you've given me a referral. So a lot of agents, they don't grow a real big referral business. They don't get a lot of contractors and things like that sending them business because they don't send business to them. Now I know it's not very easy mentally to give away deals to other people who have not given you deals, but I can tell you the person who gives shall receive. The person who puts their energy forward will have energy put into them by other people in the fact that they appreciate what they did for them. You can't just assume that everyone's going to refer you just because you're quote unquote the best agent or the fastest agent. You got to remember, we're in the business of relationships. Relationships with everybody from our clients to our referral partners. We are in relationships all day, every day. And if you're not in relationships and you're not building relationships, then you're not building a business. You're just doing deals as they pass by. Chances are you probably purchase the majority of deals, whether they be through Zillow, Trulia, or any other source like that, instead of having a real good organic business that just keeps continuing to perpetuate and feed you. Now, let's talk both about those family and lead referrals and the other idea of meeting somebody in random. What do you do with it after you get that information? The key is getting back to your CRM system, adding the notes, adding the information, and correctly putting the person in the right category. Personally, here we use lead statuses to tell us an A, a B, a C, or a D. An A, we're supposed to be getting a reminder weekly, a B, bi-weekly, C, monthly, D, quarterly. What does this do? In our CRM system, it reaches out to us and says, Sean, it's been a week since you've talked to this person. Has it been? I don't know, because it depends on whether you've done it or not. But this is just simply a reminder from an advanced CRM system telling us if you have not yet, you better, because it should never be more than a week for this person. Depending on the status of the person, we have all different statuses so that we can make sure we handle each lead correctly to who they are. Now, like I said at the beginning, treating family members like business is crucial. When you're dealing with your family members, there's some things that I want to tell you about. Also friends and mostly referrals as well. First off, you have a confidentiality agreement. Remember that. As a real estate agent, you have a confidentiality agreement. So oftentimes I hear agents telling me way too much information just in general about their clients, not thinking about what confidentiality truly means. But when it becomes even more important, even more pressing, even more absolutely necessary is when working with friends and family. Too often, people take it lightly. I can tell you an instance recently, my mother reached out to me and she said, I can't believe cousin XYZ just bought a house. And I said, why can't you believe it? And she said, well, why didn't she tell me about it? And I said, well, what is it of your business? Why didn't she tell you about it? And I was like, well, that's weird. And I'm like, no, mom, the reason most people don't like to work with real estate agents that are related to them is they know too much personal information about them and they tell too many people. For whatever reason, my cousin did not want other people knowing until the deal was done. I gave her that right. I never stole the right to tell other people. I never stole the right to have confidentiality. I made sure she was secure. This is why so many friends and family choose to use me, because they know when they're in my services, they are going to get my full services. They're not going to get my abridged version, my referral version. They are going to get the full me. I'm 100% me, 100% of the time, leading to a 100% satisfaction and success rate. I have a very high rating on all my online ratings because I take every single deal as serious as the last one, if not more serious. One thing you know about me is I'm a boatload of knowledge that just keeps growing through my client. So each transaction, I'm actually a little better of an agent after I finish that one for the next person. And my friends and family get to see that because I put all that energy in studying and all the different things I do to know to make sure I'm there for them. Now let's get back to the subject, learning to hear deals. Let's talk about a few things that can make people move. What could make people move? A divorce, a death, a baby, a new car, a new boat, a new hobby, a new job. The list goes on and on and on. Learning to watch for these key indicators and to make sure you're not just inserting yourself at the point where the key indicator comes out, but you've built the relationship so when the key indicator comes out, it's not that hard to approach the person about the fact of the impending move that's coming up. Guys, if you learn to listen, keep your ears down to the ground, paying attention to where the deals are going to be had, you're going to find more deals for the year 2021 and beyond. I hope this helps you. If you haven't yet subscribed, make sure to hit that subscribe button. Tell your friends and family about the podcast. Check out our blog, our newsletter, our website, and our Facebook group where we give even more great free information on how to find success in real estate. Thank you so much for listening today and have a great week.